Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast from Monday through Friday, where we encourage you to come and study the Bible with us. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. Your host is Pastor Rick DeMichael. This week, we've been airing a message entitled Adorning Sound Doctrine. In today's message, Pastor DeMichael continues preaching from Titus chapter 2, which focuses on practical aspects of our daily walk with the Lord and our testimony to the lost world. We pray that today's message will be a blessing to you. Today we're offering a book which Pastor DeMichael has written on the subject of abortion. If you would like to order the book or a CD of today's message, stay tuned until the end of today's program for a phone number and address where you can order either or both. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
Look at Colossians chapter 4. It's important that we get God's perspective on this, or we won't serve with the spirit we need to serve with. Or worse yet, we'll go into something we weren't called to go into. Do you know what? If God's called you to be an electrician, it's just as much a sin for you to go into the ministry as it would for me, who's been called to be in the ministry, to go back and be a welder. You be what God told you to be. You bloom where you're planted. And the Lord will bless you and the Lord will reward you. Look at Colossians chapter 4, verse 17. Colossians 4, verse 17. He says this, and say to Archippus. Here, I got a message for Archippus. Take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord that thou fulfill it. God says to this man, you get going. You've been called. You've got a ministry. Fulfill it. And incidentally, don't wait till you got an office and a salary and a title and a pulpit. Amen. You're in the ministry now. David was in the giant slaying business when he was taking care of his father's sheep and killing bears and lions. He just didn't know it yet. That was training for killing giants. And killing giants was training for being the king of Israel. The best preparation for being where you ought to be tomorrow is do what you should do today. Now here's what happens. In our camp, we got a lot of this preaching going on. And you do what you want with this. If you think I'm wrong, that's fine. You can have your opinion, but so can I. A lot of this preaching is because we got to keep the Christian colleges full of students. Got to keep the professors paid. So, you know, man, you need to get into the ministry or you're not right with God. You need to be called to preach. You need to give your life to full-time Christian service. Folks, if God called you to do that, then great. But I do not believe in this throw everything against the wall and see what sticks mentality. Any more than I'll send missionaries that way. And if you want to know what the biggest gripe around here is about us sending missionaries, is that the preacher keeps stepping in front of people that think they're ready, that he knows they're not. I'm not into this throw everything against the wall and see what sticks. I'm responsible for what falls down to the bottom of the wall. As a pastor, I don't want to see those ruined lives. And so when we send somebody out, we're just as careful as we possibly can be. And I think we ought to be the same way about the ministry. Folks, if we got men in the ministry that are just getting shoved in there and their mama called and daddy sent, that's a curse to the ministry. And the net result is you got laymen that are discouraged because they're sitting in the pew thinking they're doing something inferior. You're not. And if you've had that attitude, I don't care where you got it, what college president or doctor, whoever told you, he's wrong. You just saw the Bible. So when you go to work out there this week, you realize you are in the ministry, serving the Lord Christ. And the other net result is we got a lot of men in preacher boys in the pulpit that probably weren't called. And it's death. Death to them and death to everybody who has to listen to them. Well, you know, you do what you want with that. I've been around the block a few times. This is not my first rodeo with this stuff. Bloom where you're planted. The Moravians. who launched one of the greatest missions movements that church history has ever seen. Their emblem was an ox by a plow and an altar. And in German, it said, ready for either. And folks, we are a team together. I'll tell you something right now. I'm not diminishing what I do. But I can't do what I do unless you do what you do. And you can't do what you do unless the brother next to you does what he does. Or I do what I do. We're a team together. Just like the missionaries. Those that are called to go, they give up their secular jobs here. And then we support them so they have something we don't have. They have the time because they've gone, but we have the money, so we give. And we work together as a team. And folks, there is no such thing as an unimportant team member when it comes to God's work. Amen. Finally, let me give you one more thing. Go to Romans chapter 15. Let me give you one last thought here as we wrap up these six groups. I just want to say in closing on that section, I just want to say I know what goes into both. I've worked out there. I've worked construction for years. I know what goes into the quote-unquote full-time Christian ministry. I've been doing it for decades. And I respect both. I respect a preacher that after 20, 30, 40, 50 years is still plowing a straight row. That ain't easy. And I respect a man that goes out there and butts heads with the world and has a good Christian testimony and can take one on the chin for Jesus Christ doing quote-unquote secular work. It ain't secular work. It's God's work. And don't look at it otherwise. Don't look at it otherwise. Look at Romans chapter 15, and we're going to close with this thought. Romans chapter 15. Notice what he says in verse 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. All right, so Paul addresses all of us when it's all said and done. Everybody was found somewhere in one of those six groups. You know what God wants us to do? He wants us to be servants to each other. And God wants us to be patient with each other. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Brother Logan said something to me while he was here. He was on the platform and on Sunday night, he leaned over after the service and he said, Preacher, I want to commend this church for something. And I said, what? And he said, you got all kinds of Christians here. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, I can tell you got lots of older, more mature Christians. And he said, you got a lot of younger Christians. And you got Christians in every stage of growth. You know what? God did that. And that's the way it's supposed to work. And you know what God is telling us here this morning? He's telling those of us that have been saved a long time and are more mature to have patience with the less mature saints. Don't be standoffish and self-righteous. Be mentoring. Be mentoring. You see a younger Christian struggling, don't look down your nose at him and say, oh, what's the matter with him? You know what's the matter with him? He's a young Christian like you were at one time. Aren't you glad someone was patient with you? You know what happens to us after we've been saved a while sometimes? That old Pharisee rises up in us and we start forgetting that someone had to put up with a lot in us before we became perfect. Before we got so indispensable and so good. You know what? Instead of being standoffish and self-righteous, what is Paul telling us? We that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Be mentoring. Be helpful. You know what he says to the less mature, the newer Christians? He tells them to have a submissive spirit to receive that which you may not yet be able to fully value. Some of you younger Christians, you might look at older Christians and say, why do they do that? I don't get that. I don't see that. I like what Lester Olof said one time. He said, until you get your own convictions, borrow some of mine. That's a good idea. and be willing to receive. Be submissive and be willing to receive that which you may not fully value yet, but someday you will. And that's how God puts the body together. Just where you are in the conflict, there is your place. Just where you think you are useless, hide not your face. God placed you there for a purpose, wherever it be. Think He has chosen you for it, and work loyally. Gird on your armor, be faithful at toil or at rest. Whichever it be, never doubting, God's way is best. Out in the fight or on the picket, stand firm and true. This is the work which your master gives for you to do. Bloom where you're planted. And keep serving Him and being a witness for Him till He blows a horn and takes you home.
We want to thank you for being with us today. It is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to the conclusion of a message called Adorning Sound Doctrine. In this message, Pastor DeMichael has taken us through the entire second chapter of Titus, in which Paul gives a number of practical principles for Christian living. And as the chapter draws to a close, we are reminded that even though the world at large is contrary to the Word of God, we as believers still have great reason for hope. As we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, this week we're offering an excellent book which Pastor DeMichael has written, entitled Abortion, Come Now and Let Us Reason Together. The book presents a strong case against abortion, based on both scriptural and scientific arguments. The book is available at no charge, and today's message on CD is available for a suggested contribution of $5. Our address is Treasures of Truth, care of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, 1300 South Terry Avenue, Meridian, Idaho, 83642. Our phone number is area code 208-888-4545. Our webpage address is www.tvbc.org. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church. We welcome you to our services on Sunday at 9:15 a.m. for Sunday school, at 10:30 a.m. for morning worship and preaching, at 5:45 p.m. for Bible preaching and teaching, and also on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for more Bible preaching and teaching.